Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Good. Oh my goodness. Maybe we should just dance it out a little bit since the episode was so crazy.
What crazy times.
I'm like still super stressed about it. Hey everybody, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for joining us today for Survivor Season 32, Episode 4, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Craziness tonight. I'm Paige Bonanno. I'm your host. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Paige Bonanno. Thanks so much for joining us. And we are joined today by my wonderful co-host.
Hello, Paige. Hello, AfterBuzzers. My name is Jaco Winnings. And you guys can join me on social media at Jaco Winnings. Also, if you love wine, if you're a wine lover, you know, get me on Grape Escape TV.
Oh, I'm a wine lover, so I'm totally into that. I could use some wine after the episode tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, we can do it for sure.
The live chat is already blowing up. You guys are awesome. I mean, everybody's kind of shocked, I think, by what happened tonight. Not by who went home, but just the craziness, the medical evacuations, everything.
My heart is beating right now.
I know. It's like,
where do we start? Where do you end? What do we talk about?
We were saying before we came on, we're like, we feel so like sad and happy and like mad all at the same time. Like, I can't get my emotions straight.
Stressed out.
So I guess I don't really know where to start, but we'll just dive in.
Let's take them through from the beginning.
We'll start from the beginning. All right.
Yep.
So last week, obviously, when we went to Tribal, Liz got sent home as, you know, kind of a blindside out of nowhere. So right when we get back to camp, we see kind of the Brains tribe and, you know, Peter's ego is really knocked down.
Slammed, yep.
It's slammed. He's very shocked. You know, he kind of gets back. He's like, wow, that was something, guys. I can't believe that this happened. And we see Debbie go up to him and say something like, you know, when it came down to her or you, I couldn't let it be you. So she's kind of trying to like...
She's ass-sucking, and I wonder why.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder, because she never liked Peter either.
She didn't. She was the one who instigated and orchestrated the whole thing. Well, okay, well, stay with it.
She probably doesn't want him to, like, come back later and, like, have it bite her in the ass. And, like, you know, if, like, somehow Peter gets back on top, she wants to make it seem like, you know, we didn't do this against you. We only did it against Liz. But in all reality, it was against both of them. So I don't really know how she feels about Peter, where Peter stands at this point.
Well, she played the game pretty well last week. Maybe it's just one of her ways this week, you know? So exactly what you said. So we'll see what happens.
And we also see when Peter's talking, he's like, oh, this is terrible. You know, we don't have a strong tribe anymore. Like, I don't think Liz was the strongest person on the tribe that all of a sudden you don't have a strong tribe because she's gone.
At all. No. Yeah, I picked up on that as well. I think Liz was not strong at all.
Right. I think he meant it as like, we don't have a strong
tribe
now.
Brains-wise?
Yeah, right? Like, what?
I don't know about that. The other people are pretty smart. I mean...
I feel like maybe he meant it like, you know, they were so close and now, like, the bonds are broken. I don't know.
One thing is for sure, he is a narcissist. He needs self-validation. So
absolutely.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So that's one thing that I didn't really like about him. But, I mean, what happened last week. So hopefully Peter can figure his shit out.
Yeah, figure it out, Peter. Yeah. Get on.
All right. So we, after that, just go straight into reward challenge very quick. And we see basically that they're playing for a kitchen set and then a smaller kitchen set. So,
well, hold on. A smaller kitchen set, salt and pepper.
Okay. Well,
and four shot glasses. Was that?
Yeah. What were the shot glasses for?
Know.
So are they going to give them some tequila? But for the first, or for the kitchen set though, it was like spices, salt and pepper. What else was
bowls,
there? Coffee.
Big bag of coffee. Just pans, pots, cooking utensils, all that kind of stuff. Making their life easier at camp, you know?
Easier, but there wasn't any actual food. It was just
no
spices
food.
And
spices, yeah. Okay.
And the second one was literally salt, pepper, and four shot glasses.
I don't know why, but that's what I saw.
But it wasn't like a bowl. It was like literally a shot glass. glass.
Small.
They don't need that to sip water out. It's very confusing.
Like small, tiny cups.
Someone explain that to me, please. But anyways, so we get right into the reward challenge. And I think, you know, between the three tribes, we see a lot of struggle from Joe right away. You know, he's trying to hop over these poles and he's just struggling a little bit.
Look, he's 72
he's
years
72,
old.
He's 72, yeah.
Okay, so yes, he is in great shape. This guy is
amazing.
Looking good. But, you know, he's 72, so he's, you know, his tendons isn't as stretchy anymore. His legs can't go up as high anymore.
It's the hopping. And
it's okay. Nobody said, nobody, you know, looked at him weird or yeah. said anything weird. So I think it's okay.
And I definitely don't think he, like, held them back in any way. It was just at the beginning.
It's just, but it's literally just getting over the high pole.
Right.
That's all
he was so cute. Just, I just love Joe
Look,
with everything.
Last week I said that I was rooting for Caleb and I got home and my wife almost slapped me because she asked me, what about Joe? Because, you know, it's our favorite and I'm really rooting for this guy.
Yeah, I do. I love him too. So basically, like, after they're hopping over these poles, then they have to dig under the log and everybody has to physically go under the log, which was, like, kind of scary at first for the first person, like, going under. It was, there was no room. But then it got
Sydney
deeper
went,
and deeper.
Power through.
Sydney is amazing at challenges, by the way.
She's a beast.
So we see, like, the Brawn gets an early start and then followed shortly by Brain. And then after that, then you have to find the bags, you know, and then once you find the three.
You do the little putt-putt.
You do the little putt-putt.
Golf, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the first bags came easy for pretty much all of the tribes, but then it slowed down a lot.
I don't, you know, 45 minutes.
45?
Just in the
was
sand
it 45?
Ring. In the sand ring. 45 minutes later, in the sand ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little research, and they said they didn't time this obstacle to take that long.
I wonder, yeah, like when they practiced it, how long it actually took.
Supposed because to take.
Yeah, and it seemed like Bronze were buried a lot deeper and a lot, like, more sporadic than the
how
other
How would you
tribes.
Have gone about it? Like, if you got this big ring, would you go deep and what would you...
I wouldn't go as deep as Bronn went. It seemed like Bronn was digging and digging and digging. And, like, yes, you have to dig, but I would have gone, like, more spread, do, like, the first couple layers, you
I
know?
I wonder if you find the first bag is kind of a reference of how deep all the other
exactly.
bags are.
Exactly. But didn't it seem like they kept digging?
In the
like,
middle.
Like, they were very deep in the middle.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And it didn't seem like the rest of the tribes did that so much. Like, Brain, I remember, they had a blowout and... Aubrey, when she got her third bag, was not that far down.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That was kind of weird. But anyways, we see the Brain, you know, they're first with all the bags, and then it's just a total blowout from there. So then we get into, like, the Brawn tribe.
The two tribes are sitting there, Brawn tribe and the Beauty, still digging.
Yeah.
And now at this point, you have to tell yourself, okay, nobody's passed out yet. Nobody is, you know, evacuated, but they're playing for salt and pepper.
Exactly. And that's a sucky part for Caleb and all the people that were so overly exhausted. It's like you're playing for salt and pepper. And I understand you want to win because sometimes, you know, like castaways think that playing for reward is just as important as winning immunity because it brings your tribe together. And
of course,
like, it's, you know,
teamwork,
it's
which teamwork. The Bronze didn't do at all.
Right. And so. It's just like feeling good about it. But there's a limit that you have to... You can't keep crossing.
You have
to
pick your battles. And at that point, I mean, you don't know they're going to be passing out because obviously it didn't happen yet. But if you're digging and you're just getting severely exhausted and you're just lying and kind of digging with one arm sand, like, that's science.
But I feel bad too because, like, I feel like Alicia was probably feeling like that. So she tried to, like, just kick a little bit and then it, like, totally backfired on her and everybody was mad because she was
kicking sand
the
in their
dirt.
Face.
Yeah, and not digging. But let's get into the Brawn dynamic there a little bit. So we see Alicia kicking a little bit, and then Sydney yells at her too. Well, she didn't yell at her, but she said, just keep, you know, keep digging. Don't kick it.
Yeah.
And then the guys get on her.
Well, you have to remember, at this point, the guys are sitting, and I'm not saying they didn't dig, but they were sitting on the side.
Yeah.
And she was saying, let's all just keep digging. It's
right.
all teamwork.
Right. So they were so exhausted at that point. They were sitting down for a little bit, and then I don't think Sydney did anything wrong here.
Alicia.
Or I mean, Alicia did anything wrong here. And she's like, come on, guys, keep going. You can do it. Let's work as a team. And then Scott goes off and says, yeah, just keep cheerleading. That's all you're good at. Which was so rude.
Asshole move. I'm so disappointed. It lost all credibility. I promise you, and probably if you guys watching right now.
Right. I just, like, it was
let
just,
us know, yeah.
She's, first of all, she's not a cheerleader. She's, you know, she's working just as hard as you guys are. She's trying to pump you up as a teammate. It was just, I totally think he stepped over the line.
They went about it all wrong. Like, yeah. I think Scott and granted, they're frustrated. Mm-hmm. And Jason's saying, I found two bags already. How many did you find? How is that helping your team in any way finding more bags of balls in the sand?
Right,
by
like,
saying
oh,
that?
All hail you. You found the two bags.
Exactly. So, yes, he is breaking her down.
Yeah.
And it's, and nothing positive is going to come from that.
And Jason also was just like, just shut up and dig, okay? Like, the way that they talk to her is just so rude and demeaning. And the way that they were saying at the end, like, we really tried to help you. We did all everything for you. They never did anything for her. No. I just think that the way they talk to her is so messed up.
Yes, the way they talk to her. But I also think that's the way that shows who they are, shows right. their true colors.
The thing is, Sydney gets frustrated with Alicia, but she never talks to her that way.
No, like she's got respect.
Right, like she said, oh, Alicia, just keep digging, you know, just concentrate. Like, she, you can tell that she gets frustrated, but she never talks to her in like a demeaning way like the boys do.
No.
So I don't know. And I never even liked Alicia that much to begin with. And then after this episode, I have a newfound respect for her. And I feel like she wasn't given as much of a chance as she could have been given.
She kept fighting till the end.
Right.
Granted, I must say, if you look at the, especially we'll get to the immunity challenge, but she isn't the best player. She isn't. She was slow into the forest. She didn't get the puzzle again. Like, well, she isn't the best player. But geez, you don't have to, you know, that's just bringing a bad taste into the whole tribe's, you know, taste in the mouth kind of thing, and it's not helping anybody.
Like, you were dealt these cards, like these are the teammates that you're stuck with.
So how is Jason that said that, how is that even true? Like, how can he back that up by treating Alicia like that, if he said, well, with the team, this is the cards I was dealt with, you make the best of it.
Right. And I don't know, the fact that he was saying, oh, I have two daughters and I don't want them to grow up to be like Alicia. Well, I would rather them grow up to be like Alicia and not be rude to people than be the way that you're treating her. So, I don't know. I didn't like that. But
jeez.
But anyways, so Beauty pulls it off. So, Braun is left in the dust.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Braun is
Brains got first. Beauty got second.
They got the salt and the pepper. Everything is fine. Debbie is, on the meanwhile, while they're still playing, Debbie is busy getting heat stroke on the side. At least Joe, smart guy that he is, Joe, you're a legend, catches
legend.
It.
Legend.
I'm gonna call medical. No, don't. And he doesn't care. He calls medical. Caleb exhausts himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just gonna go lies down in the shade. Right. At that point, it's too late.
Yeah, so Debbie's collapsing, Caleb's collapsing, Sydney's collapsing.
Yep.
So you're saying that you think that the medical came too late to Caleb?
Yeah, okay. No, for sure. You see the signs going on. If you're sweating profusely and you can feel it in your body, effing aches, effing pains, you're physically very hot. Like, I saw the monitor, his temperature was 105.
Oh, was
like
it?
On the little screen. I hope I'm right. Like, that's what I saw.
So maybe the same thing could have happened to Debbie if Joe wouldn't have gotten the medical away.
Yeah. But she, at that point, was at least resting. He was still physical up until that point. He pushed himself too far. And you have to ask yourself as well at this point, is players now in this Survivor, in this challenge, pushing themselves so much harder than in previous challenges?
It's crazy. I mean, just how far you can push your body and then how, right when you stop doing the challenge, then you instantly, you know, it's crazy how far he pushed it. So, I don't know. We saw some craziness there. And then Sydney also was just shaking, making noises.
She was freaking. She was getting stressed out. She was freaking. She was crying. Mm-hmm. Which is fine because that's, you know, your body, you don't know what's going on.
Right.
You know, you're going into shock or whatever it is.
Right,
One thing I want to bring out there is Jeff, though. Jeff, the pros. He did a great job. Remember, he's the executive producer. So the contestant's well-being is on him.
You know,
but he was still keeping the audience, asking the doctor, okay, so what are you doing now?
Right.
Keeping you guys, the audience, included into the whole story, you know, while still managing the game that the other two tribes are playing when he was with Debbie.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, the game's still going on and he's trying to do both at once. And I think he handled that very gracefully. I think you're right.
Yep.
So I don't know. It was very scary. I mean, that whole situation's going on. And, you know, we see everybody's reactions. We see Ty. He's
crying.
So upset.
Yeah, he's
poor
emotional.
Guy.
He's crying. Everybody's crying.
Everybody's
the
crying.
The whole beauty tribe. I don't think Nick was crying, but the whole beauty tribe was crying.
All the girls,
But Ty especially.
And it seemed like, you know, at the time as we were watching it, you know, everybody's crying, they're all sad. It seemed a little overdramatic, but I mean, I can imagine at the time being in that situation, your body's just so exhausted and then you're getting so emotional and it's all things
and
at once.
And now one of your strongest players of the team.
One of your best friends at this point from being together for so long. You know, it's just, it's very emotional and I understand why they were so upset about it.
I've got SH Money saying that she thinks the beauty tribe will be taken apart after the merge, talking about the beauty tribe.
I feel like that could be true, especially the girls on the beauty tribe.
Well, they stick together.
Yeah,
though. So do you think people will go after them?
Maybe after Nick, then.
I think so, too.
I don't know.
Nick will definitely be torn apart in the beauty tribe.
Torn apart. So we see, you know, they're injecting saline into Caleb. They're elevating his feet. And then the helicopter comes in and Jeff... You know, Caleb's kind of unresponsive at this point. He's moving a little
nodding.
bit. Yeah, nodding a little.
Not really.
And then Jeff says, you know, we're pulling you from the game. And he starts nodding like, no, no, no. Like, that's the one thing that he could get across. And Jeff's like, I'm sorry, you don't have a choice at this point.
Yeah.
It sucks because Caleb could have made it so far and he was such a good player.
Such a strong player. Such a physical, you know, force to be reckoned with. A fan favorite. Mm-hmm. People love this guy.
Yeah.
The beast mode cowboy, they love him. Mm-hmm. And all over some salt and some pepper. I'm just going to keep saying that because it's true.
It sucks that it wasn't the actual immunity challenge because then at least he went down for something.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just shows how intense of a player he is. Now everything matters to him.
And he's a team player. And it was the same on Big Brother that I watched this season. Like, he's all about the team. He doesn't go against the alliances and all that. And same with this team. He puts his whole body on the line for this mm-hmm. challenge regardless of the reward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just a little last snippet about Caleb. After, you know, he leaves, we see a little montage from Ty talking about how much he's going to miss him and how he still wants to have that kiss.
That cuddle
and
was the
that
first
cuddle.
The first cuddle, first night, brings back memories. Oh, Ty, you are a legend.
Their relationship is awesome. I love it.
Yeah, great bromance.
Yeah. So we saw a little bromance there. And then, I mean, that was kind of the end of it. We go back to camp. Everyone's feeling better.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of get into like the tribes a little bit now going after the reward challenge. So right away we go back to Brain and then we see, you know, Debbie breaking down a little bit about her daughters. And I feel like this is a whole different side to Debbie that we haven't seen before. What did you think about like this new take on Debbie?
I think if you get broken down to your core with stress and physicality and all that, the real you comes out. There's no reason for you to be somebody else. And she obviously cares immensely about her kids and what they think of her.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I thought, though, I don't have any kids, so but you have to make a decision between Debbie being a role model and teaching the kids for the kids, but also teaching the kids to be responsible. So if her kids are getting heat stroke, she as a mother would want them to say, okay, maybe I should get medical help.
Mm-hmm.
Just FYI, it's what I thought when I saw that.
Right. Yeah, and I mean she goes in to say that, you know, Joe is amazing for getting me medical. I don't know what would have happened without it. And she goes, you know, you guys are all my best friends after this. Like, I hope you know that. Like, you all took such good care of me. And I feel like their cohesiveness is, well, I mean, aside from Peter, but is pretty good.
Yeah, aside from Peter, he actually pulled it through. You know, we'll get to that immunity challenge still, but he's definitely making some ground. But Debbie did say, we're all a family, we'll be friends forever. And then Jason also said the same thing, more or less, after the reward challenge. So I think that's a theme throughout this whole episode. Yeah, when he said the Delta for God and this is our team. And regardless if we don't like each other or not, we still are a family.
Whatever he says.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then so then, I mean, talking about Jason and the Braun tribe. So we go to them and then instantly there's a scuffle between Alicia and Scott about the whole NBA thing and cheerleading thing. And it was just, I mean, it was very ridiculous and like uncomfortable to watch.
It was very uncomfortable to watch. I think that's why they edited like that. I am so proud of mm-hmm. Anisha standing up. That is why she's on the Braun tribe.
I agree.
I'm so glad she stood up to Scott.
I agree. She, you know, she said to them, she's like, you know, they're trying to break me down, but I'm not going to stand for that. And I was very proud of what she did and, you know, sticking up for herself. But the things that Scott said in this little tiff was just, I mean, he was like, so I'm one of the best in the world. I'm an NBA player. I'm an NBA champion. Like, we get it. You're in the NBA. You should be a better teammate to people. And he's like, well, I know how to be a teammate because I'm in the NBA. Well, maybe you're a teammate on the NBA, but you're obviously not being a good teammate to these people here.
Well, then he says, well, to be when it comes to teammates, when I play in the NBA, mm-hmm. I play with the best in the world.
Right, like...
So, you, Alicia, are not the best in the world, is what he's saying.
So, I'm going to be a dick to you.
What an asshole.
No, that doesn't make sense. And then I like the words that Alicia put it in. She said, you know, whether you're in the NBA or whether you're in Little League, we all need to play together. So, I mean, I just thought that was kind of ridiculous. And then he goes, you're lucky you're still even here.
Yeah, I mean, she is, though, first one. But, I mean, the arrogance from those two guys, I want to read this comments if there's anything.
Yeah.
I don't see anything, but there's a lot of comments saying Jason is this, Scott is that.
Lost I liked all respect. Them at first. I liked both of them at first.
But I mean, they just lost all respect from the public view, the fan base.
And as I said before,
sorry,
I never
bad
even
move.
Like if you watch obviously like the videos before, I didn't even like Alicia that much. I thought she was like a little annoying, and now I'm like, okay, you know, I really see the true side of Alicia. I think that she's a good person and she stuck up for herself, which I like. So props to you, Alicia. Sorry that the people on your tribe weren't very nice to you.
Yeah, good job.
Gosh. Anyways.
It's kind of.
So getting away from that because I'm just going to keep going on a rant.
The beauties, I think we still have to go over the beauty tribe real quick.
But we never even really saw that much from the beginning.
We didn't see them. One thing I do want to bring up, one thing down, is Ty was talking about in the tribe, now that Caleb is gone, mm-hmm. you've got two boys, three girls.
So now, true.
But he's being very strategic, where I would have thought, okay, if they are going to merge now, you know, or it's coming, mm-hmm. talk about them standing together as a team. Because mm-hmm. the first guy that would go is Nick. Yeah. But if he already plays the game as if the girls are going to turn it around against
him. You think
he
would go over Ty?
Nick?
Ty is the immunity idol.
Well, yeah, but even if he didn't, there's no way they would keep Nick and vote off Ty.
That's true.
Because Ty is a fan favorite. And he's a tribe favorite.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, it's
just some strategic play that he brought up, which was a surprise, because Caleb just went out. He's so, you know, sad about it and all that. And then he just brings up the strategic points real quick.
Yeah, for sure. Ty's great. I love him. But, so we move into the immunity challenge. And Brain, you know, they're kind of behind from the get-go, which is kind of opposite of last time. So basically, let's go over what this immunity challenge was.
Not very physical.
I'm still kind of confused by the immunity challenge. It was just weird, and it, like, moved so fast that I don't really...
So starting in the beginning, you have to run into the jungle.
Right, they run in.
You grab ropes, which is part of a puzzle. Mm-hmm. The ropes is the puzzle. You come back, and as soon as you come back to the starting point, then two more can run into the ocean and dive more puzzle pieces out underneath the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring it back, and you have to build this puzzle. It's two snakes intertwining with the rope pieces.
Okay. So, you know, we see that... Right away, as they go in for the ropes, you know, as I said before, that Brain's kind of behind. And then Peter leaves one of the ropes. So then that, like, automatically makes him fall behind.
Come on, Peter.
Yeah, Peter. Like, no. But he was doing okay. But he thought that, you know, Debbie was supposed to do it, and he wasn't really pulling his weight right away, I didn't think. But, I mean, as I was saying, it went kind of so fast. They put the puzzle pieces together. They kind of switched out. And we see that Braun loses again. So, I mean...
I'm not surprised. Nobody's surprised. You guys aren't surprised.
They lost two this... I mean, they lost reward and immunity this game.
There's
two,
no way you're going
to
win acting like that. Acting like children.
Exactly. Exactly.
If they could just put their differences apart, say, okay, for this next 20 minutes, we are all in a team. We love each other mm-hmm. just for now. Mm-hmm. Maybe something would come of it.
Right. It's like on and off the field. You know, like when you're on the field, you're teammates. When you're off the field, you don't have to like each other. And we see this very apparent after they lose the challenge. And Jeff kind of says... Alicia, what do you think about this? And she's like, you know, I tried. Not meaning it in a malicious way. She just meant like...
Obviously the focus is on her because he's asking, what do you feel
about
it?
What do you feel? I tried. And then they're like, see, she tried, not us.
It's all about Alicia. Yeah, it's all about Alicia.
I mean, even Sydney chimed in there. She was like, we tried. And she's like, yes, we tried. Sorry. And then she says later, I didn't mean it like that. People take her so far out of context...
I think there's an immense amount, and that's, once again, a theme throughout the whole season. We already know this. Immense amount of bullying going on.
Mm-hmm.
Every single chance they get, they take a jab at her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not my favorite as well, but...
Right. They're being way too hard on her, I think.
And that's why you guys are losing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So then they get in another little tiff, and they're saying, you know, we can vote right now. And Jeff's like, if you guys want to vote right now, we totally can. We can do tribal, but Alicia has to agree to it. And she's like, absolutely not.
So it would be stupid.
Yeah, she's like, it would be... She knows she's going home, whether it's right now or tonight, but she was like, it would be giving up, so absolutely not. I'm going to wait until tribal. And, I mean, good for her.
It's a great point. Like, it is exactly what it is.
Yeah. And I mean, I knew she was going home, but, like, a little bit of me got scared just because... In Survivor, can never be that easy. And I'm like, can it really be this easy?
Yeah, but they played it up in the episode. We can vote right now. And even Jeff saying, you know, it's been so clear cut.
Right.
But you never know in Survivor.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were hoping.
Right.
One of the big boys go home.
And then they don't even show back at camp because obviously there was no hustle, no, scramble to try to fix anything. They didn't even show it. So we kind of obviously knew what the outcome was going to be. But then going into tribal, they're talking about saying how Alicia's too opinionated. And she's saying, I'm not opinionated. I just chose not to listen to you. And basically, Jeff was like, so she can't trust you. And he's like, well, if she can't trust me, then she can't trust anybody. So I don't know.
Wait, Scott said that.
Scott said that, or Jason or Scott, one of the two, was saying like, oh, if she can't trust us, then I don't know who she can trust.
She can't earn your respect.
Yeah, okay, earn your respect.
Earn your respect. And Scott said, oh, I tried. If I can earn her respect, then nobody can.
But that's...
Bull.
Right. That's such bullshit. Like, you don't gain my respect. Like, if anybody can gain your respect, it should be somebody that's, you know, a good person and says nice things. And
exactly.
He's done none of that. Why would she respect him?
At all. No, that's no reason.
It makes no sense. So, I don't know. And then they're talking about how she needs too much attention, which... It's not true. She just... I mean,
she's getting camera time. She has to fend for herself. She has to explain
because nobody's on her side.
She has to explain a lot because she gets attacked a lot.
Right, exactly.
So I mean, it's and no, look, get down to the point. She needed to go. I get it. She didn't contribute, but the way it was done was horrible. And I hope these guys get voted out soon with the merge.
Yeah, and people are, I mean, Alicia's getting some love right now. You know, I'm saying Queen Alicia. I mean,
yeah.
And everybody's saying Braun Tribe, worst tribe ever. I mean, it's true. It just sucks. It really sucks. People are also saying that Debbie has a winner edit.
Yeah?
I don't know if she can make it that far.
Yes, I don't know. When she started talking about, you know, tag me out into the snake puzzle game, and she's like, well, you know, frontal lobe, back lobe, left lobe, light lobe. I mean,
Debbie loves...
Like, I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying you're not smart enough to do the puzzle? Like, what are you saying right
What's
now?
What's going on? Debbie loves the word lobes, by the way. Yeah. I feel like we've heard her say...
It's uncomfortable. It's a guy that's uncomfortable for me. I don't know.
Right.
Does anybody else feel like that?
I feel like we've heard her say the lobes one too many times, so I don't know. But so going out, kind of, you know, Jeff says, I know that you're going to be out tonight. I admit that, but yet I still root for you.
Yeah.
And I feel like Alicia went out very gracefully. You know, she said some experiences are worth more than money, and I do respect myself, and I think that I did a good job. I'll take these experiences, learn from them, and that was the end of Alicia. And then she turns around, she says, good luck, Sydney.
Sydney, specifically.
Specifically.
You go, girl.
And that was
animal.
It.
One thing I want to bring up at the tribal council as well. Is Scott saying, so what Alicia does is she moans, complains, bitches the whole time until she makes you angry, until you lose your temper, and just shows her that she needs attention. Mm-hmm. And it happened to Jason. She was talking to him, and that's why Jason, you know, lost his temper, got angry. And I feel like Scott is justifying Jason getting angry.
Right.
Which he shouldn't. He's a grown-ass man.
Right.
You shouldn't get angry over if someone is moaning, complaining. Just ignore it if you
yeah.
want. Don't justify because you lost your temper. That's stupid.
Exactly. I do feel like Alicia would be a little annoying to get in an argument with. Like, even if you're arguing with her and you're like, well, this is what I think. Like, oh, say that someone was getting...
She smiles the whole time and she's like, right. No, yeah. And I get it gets annoying, but...
Yeah, I'm saying, like, say someone was really nice and got in an argument with her. Like, when I get in arguments with people, I try, like, not to, like, push her buttons. I'm just like, well, this is what I think. I feel like she would still be so annoying in that situation and be like, and, like, just, like, laugh and, like...
Yeah, but that's why she's on the Braun Tribe, because she doesn't take nonsense.
But I can see their point of her getting annoying, because I feel like I would get very annoyed.
Yes.
But they were still way too hard on her. So, sorry, Alicia. I mean, it sucks for you. That happened, but Survivor is crazy, and that's how it goes.
Now she's gone. Scott, and then obviously at the end, Scott's saying, we really, when you watch this all back, Alicia, just know that we really try to help you.
When?
What the f- Are you serious
when?
Right now? What are you talking about?
Show me one time when you tried to
help. I love how our Survivor CBS put that in, because they know it's us bull.
Exactly, so. Exactly. It's just interesting to me, though, because now that Alicia's voted off, like, we know that she should have been voted off the first episode.
Yes.
I wonder how different their tribe would have been had they kept Liz on. Or,
Daryl.
What?
Daryl. The first episode?
No, not Darnell. The girl.
Oh, the previous... Jenny.
Jenny! Sorry, I said Liz. I keep mixing up everybody's name. Yeah, Jenny. I wonder how different it would have been had they kept her on.
I don't know.
Because she should have been the first boot. Even though Liz... second, but...
I think Jenny might have come up for Alicia in that thing.
She would have came up for her?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel she's a very good person. She gets annoyed as well, but she at least can... these guys are so included in their own little world of being annoyed with Alicia. They didn't see any other point of view.
Right. You know? I feel like it should have been Alicia first, Darnell second, and then they would have had the four that could have potentially done better.
That could have been different.
So it's their fault. I mean, they shouldn't have voted her out.
Yeah, and Sydney can thank his stars that they are merging.
Right.
Because next tribal council, you did it to yourself, Sydney. You haven't voted out for sure.
What do you mean she did it to herself?
Well, I mean, she's not coming up with Jen in the previous one. Not
right.
doing a girls' alliance. Not saying now, okay, Alicia, it's me and you. I don't know. Let's just vote out one of the guys.
Yeah.
Let's just do it, you
right,
know?
Right.
She's just too loyal.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this was craziness. I guess we can get into predictions for next week.
Yeah, let's do predictions.
We saw a little bit of a preview. Predictions. from before. Yaku, you first. What do you think?
Oh, man. The tribes are merging. So that's what the next episode is going to be all about. I think the three girls and Beauty is going to stick together. I think they're going to rope in Ty because they need a fourth. No, they need more people. They right. need the majority vote. I think that the brains are going to stick together. I think the bronze, because they are not nice people to be around, are going to get picked off one by one.
Exactly.
That's what I think.
Do they usually do emerges earlier? Is it just because Braun only has three players and they
it happens around this
okay.
time.
Okay, I felt like it was a little early for some reason. No, I totally agree with you that the Braun's going to get picked off one by one. I do think that Sydney, I feel like Sydney's a contender to win, honestly. I feel like
yes.
she could say.
She just needs to play the game. She's not playing the game right now because she is too loyal.
Right.
If she wanted to play the game, she would have gotten rid of Jason or Scott.
Right. But, I mean, she's loyal, so it could be good for her in the end. Or it could be very bad.
Yep.
So we'll see. By the way, we're going to give a quick shout out to our AfterBuzz TV founder, CEO, Maria Menounos, and Kevin Undergaro. They got engaged today. We're so excited for you guys.
Congratulations.
So give them a congrats. Give them a shout out. And also, we were at some the subscribers.
AfterBuzz TV. You guys, we just got to 200,000 subscribers on the engagement of Marina Menounos. That's awesome. Congratulations to AfterBuzz and Maria. That's amazing.
Awesome. So anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us this week for Survivor 4th episode. There's 14 people left. Next week will be crazy. We're so excited to see it. Thanks for joining us. I'm Paige Bonanno. I'm your host. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Paige Bonanno. See you guys next week.
Guys, my name is Yaku Vinnings, and you can follow me all over social media at Yaku Vinnings. Have a great, great night.
Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.